We have just 9 Republicans left running for president after word today that former Senator Rick Santorum is dropping out of the race, and so is Kentucky Senator Rand Paul.
Although today I will suspend my campaign for the presidency, I will continue to fight on for liberty, for the Constitution, for justice in the United States Senate.
Mike Huckabee also left the race on Monday night.
Which might mean easier choices for voters in New Hampshire. 44% of registered voters in New Hampshire are undeclared, meaning they're not choosing either party, and they can vote for either party in the primary. But about a third of the undeclared are said to be undecided, as are many who know which party they'll vote for. On Monday, we heard from an undecided Iowan Democrat wrestling between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Today, we want to hear from an undecided Republican in New Hampshire. Brian Tilden is from Hooksett. He has 2 children. He's 43. He works part-time at a grocery store. Brian, who are you torn between?
I'm torn between Donald Trump and Chris Christie.
Well, look at that. Now, why? What do you like about each, but what holds you back?
It's the reaction that I get from a lot of people, because there's some similarities between the two, actually. Their claim to fame is being a straight talker and also being reformers, too. What I like about Trump in particular is the fact that he's not a career politician. He's putting a lot of his own personal fortune on the line. And I don't mean just what he's spending right now. I mean, his business deals down the road could very well be damaged by running for office today in today's divisive political environment. Plus, he says a lot of things that I happen to agree with. Chris Christie has a track record of accomplishment. And what really is attractive about Chris Christie is the ability to work with the other party, which is something we don't see in Washington today.
Well, it's interesting. I'm going to jump in there because that's the one of the main criticisms of Chris Christie from the other candidates, that in fact he worked, for instance, with President Obama after Sandy. He's being vilified for that.
I saw that, and that's rather disheartening, because when you're talking about a major crisis that Hurricane Sandy was, it was a direct hit. It was devastating. So if I was the governor of New Jersey, I'd be very happy for any outside help that I got. At that moment, you put politics aside and you work what's best for the people. That's how everybody should act.
Okay, and back to Donald Trump. You say you agree with a lot of things he stands for. So I want to hear what those are. But also, you like the fact that he's using his own money. Really? Some people say that's kind of un-American, that a rich person can buy their way into office.
The number one issue for me in this election cycle is the money problem. We have politicians who are bought and paid for by a corrupt crony capitalist system. And as a small government conservative, you cannot achieve that unless you end the cronyism. Donald Trump has walked the talk on that. He has foregone the super PACs. He is not being influenced by the lobbyists, and I take him at his word for it. So that's one of the main things that I agree with him on.
Well, and by the way, we should say you are spend a lot of time at New Hampshire Rebellion. That's a bipartisan organization that's focused on getting big money out of politics.
Correct. Exactly. I've been doing some work for them for the last few months and talking with all of the campaigns to try to find out where these politicians stand on this issue.
Well, and okay, again, so you've made your point, but others would say that, wow, you want to get big money out of politics. That is Donald Trump, you know, bringing big money into politics, but you make the point it's his money. But what about...
And I understand that. Yeah. And in fact, it is a concern, too, because does it really have to take a billionaire in order to make a remotely independent run for president of the United States or for Congress?
Well, but what else appeals to you about Donald Trump? And it's interesting because both of your picks, the ones you're wrestling between, are very brash, are very outspoken, very East Coast, very New York, New Jersey. Donald Trump has said, you know, he wants to build the wall, deport all undocumented immigrants, ban Muslims from coming into the country. There's little else that he said policy-wise. So is that what you agree with?
Immigration is another issue of mine. That's number 3 on my list. Second Amendment would be number 2. Donald Trump has taken a very strong position on Second Amendment rights. Chris Christie has walked the talk on that. He has pardoned people who have gotten tripped up by New Jersey's draconian gun laws.
But I want to pick up on something else you said. You're so against the, you know, as you put it, the cronyism. Any concerns?
Yes.
Any concerns about Chris Christie and the accusation of his ties to Bridgegate? That people, you know, in his administration shut down a bridge, caused incredible heartache and problems, and maybe even, you know, risked people's health. to punish another politician.
The way Chris Christie explained it, he had no idea it was going on at the time, and it was certainly not sanctioned by him. So I'm going to take him at his word on that. And he's fired the people that were involved, and he's letting them go through the court system. He's not trying to do anything to interfere with the judicial process.
Now, Brian, what do you think you're going to do, Trump or Christie? And Trump, by the way, is projected to win. He's like 20-something points ahead in New Hampshire.
Right. And, you know, polls are one thing. We've seen front runners never really last very long. And I've seen people come from way off in the distance to pull off big upsets. So it's a tough decision for me, actually, on this one. As of right now, I'm leaning more towards Trump.
Brian Tilton, an undecided voter from Hooksett, New Hampshire. Thank you so much.
And thank you, too. Pleasure talking to you.